Governor Martinez has announced that she will request the state legislature to fix what she views as loopholes in child abuse laws, including a recent court decision narrowing who is required to report suspected cases of abuse and neglect. Martinez outlined her proposals Thursday to a Santa Fe meeting of officials from state protection agencies. The State Court of Appeals' October ruling said only 10 categories of people listed in law, including physicians and teachers, must report suspected child abuse to authorities. Meantime, Martinez will be in Albuquerque today to announce the creation of 47 jobs at Prime Therapeutics, which calls itself a thought leader in pharmacy benefit management strategies. The governor's office also says Prime is planning on adding an additional 33 Duke City jobs in the near future. Economic Development Secretary John Borrello will join the governor and Prime officials for today's announcement. Senators Tom Udall and Martin Heinrich are sponsoring a bill to expand the White Sands Missile Range and Fort Bliss. Citing White Sands as a critical and valuable New Mexico asset, the legislation would add some 5,100 acres from the Bureau of Land Management to White Sands' existing expanse. Additionally, the BLM would be prohibited from selling, exchanging, or developing another 3,500 acres. Senator Udall says clarifying the range's boundaries will prevent incompatible future development and facilitate the work done by the military and NASA. Santa Fe city and education leaders in a rare meeting Thursday heard from residents with a variety of concerns facing the community. One speaker was Capital High School math teacher Gary Park, who says diagnostic test scores of his incoming students reveal that some 80% don't meet state standards.
Out of the 153 kids I have, six met the standard to be in my, I teach Algebra 1 and Geometry, to be in those classes.
Park stressed that local teachers need money for remediation so kids coming in can meet basic benchmarks. In Washington, New Mexico 1st District Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham took to the House floor Thursday to request support for her Veterans Independent Living Enhancement Act to assist disabled veterans. The Democrat says less than 3,000 veterans nationwide can enroll in the Veterans Administration's successful independent living program each year.
Now, when you compare that to the 2.6 million veterans of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars alone, it is clear that this number is far too low, preventing veterans from getting the services and support they need.
Lujan Grisham says the measure she sponsored would remove impediments to all veterans who would benefit from the independent living program. Albuquerque's police chief says one of his officers shot a drunken driving suspect early today during a traffic stop. Chief Alan Banks tells KOB-TV the shooting happened after the driver displayed a gun. The unidentified suspect is hospitalized in critical but stable condition. The officer was not hurt. The shooting occurred along a stretch of Montgomery Boulevard, about a mile east of Interstate 25, that has left that section of the Duke City arterial closed through the morning commute. The State Department of Transportation says New Mexico law enforcement officers will be targeting drunk drivers, speeders, and those who aren't wearing seatbelts throughout the holiday season. The DOT says the holiday super blitz starts today and lasts through January 5th. The crackdown coincides with the holidays since drunken driving crashes increase significantly during this time of year. So far this year, 105 people have died in alcohol-related crashes. That accounts for more than 40% of all fatal crashes in the state this year. Weather for Santa Fe, clouds on the increase today with a 40% chance for showers this afternoon, increasing to 60% tonight. Snow levels will be 8,000 feet and higher with several inches possible. Meteorologist Chuck Jones with the National Weather Service in Albuquerque says high winds will be present through Saturday.
It'll get breezy this afternoon. Winds will probably hold up some tonight, and then Saturday we're looking for the strongest winds at about 25 to 35 miles an hour and gusts to 45 miles an hour. A wind advisory is likely for Saturday.
High temperatures today and Saturday in the low to mid-50s. I'm Tom Tropridge, KSFR News.